This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. In any story of romance when man meets woman, they pour out their heartfelt emotions to each other in tender words of love. To a greater degree, when man or woman by faith accepts the spiritual marriage proposal from God to become a part of what the Bible calls the bride of Christ, a genuine love relationship has now begun. Words of love expressed by both God and His spiritual family to each other are exchanged frequently. It is our need to love and to be loved that is a large part of what leads people to faith in Jesus. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Now, back to what I was saying earlier about the bride of Christ. The symbolism of marriage is applied to Christ and the body of believers known as the church. The church is comprised of those who have trusted in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and have received eternal life. Christ, the bridegroom, has sacrificially and lovingly chosen the church to be his bride. See Ephesians chapter 5. Just as there was a betrothal period in biblical times during which the bride and groom were separated until the wedding, so is the bride of Christ separate from her bridegroom during the church age. Her responsibility during the betrothal period is to be faithful to him. 2 Corinthians 11, Ephesians 5 again. At the rapture, the church will be united with the bridegroom, and the official wedding ceremony will take place. And with it, the eternal union of Christ and his bride will be made complete. See Revelation 19 and Revelation 21. Lovers talk to each other, expressing their love. Prayer is what we call this communication. Prayer is an important part of the Christian life. It is the way we talk with the Lord and praise Him. Genuine prayer is the outward display of genuine faith. No one would pray to a God that he did not think exists or was listening. God, also known in the Bible as Yahweh, Elohim, Adonai, and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit of God, are all names of the same one true God. In addition to praying for the needs of others, prayer is also a way to strengthen our relationship with God. Jesus set the example as he prayed to the Father throughout his earthly ministry. Read Luke 6 and Matthew 14. Christians pray not because they have to, not because of a requirement, but because it is a natural part of a love relationship. God loves us, and Christians love God and express great gratitude for God, extending the grace of salvation to them as a result of their faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus is unique in his birth, being fathered by the Holy Spirit of God. This is what Christians call the virgin birth of Jesus. A virgin girl giving birth never happened before, and it never will happen again. The following account in the Bible is totally unique and unprecedented. Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus happened this way. While his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband-to-be, was a righteous man, and he did not want to disgrace her, he intended to divorce her privately. When he had contemplated this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." This all happened so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled. "Look, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did what the angel of the Lord told him. He took his wife, but did not have marital relations with her until she gave birth to a son, whom he named Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 51, Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord! How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior! For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things." As a result of the sinless birth of Jesus, he is worthy and capable of being the only one whose death could pay for the sins of all who place their faith in Jesus to remove their sins, making those people acceptable for eternal life in heaven. Now some spiritual love poetry from the book of Psalms in the middle of the Bible. Psalm 42, 1 and 2. "As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God." Psalm 63, "O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you. In this parched and weary land where there is no water, I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you! I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night." Here are some portions from Psalm chapter 5. "O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. Lead me in the right path, O Lord, or my enemies will conquer me. Make your way plain for me to follow. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love." Now portions of Psalm 8. "O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them. Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims in the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth." Psalm 18, 1-2 continues this theme. "I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." Psalm 92, 1-7. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. Psalm 32 points us toward a prayer of repentance for sin against God, who is completely holy and pure. Repentance is the first step in becoming a Christian, coupled with confession of sin, the grace of God, and the faith to believe in God. This all comes from God as we ask Him for the faith to believe. Here is Psalm 32. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord. And you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey Him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans, chapter 5, verse 8. God shows His love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.